Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil karim. Amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Warattilil Qur'ana tartila. Sadaqallahul Azim. The meaning of this verse is, and recite the Quran Sharif with measure. In the commentary of this verse, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and states, Tartil means to know the tajweed of the letters and to recognize the places of pausing. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and with measure have we revealed it, referring to the Quran Sharif. In a hadith it has been narrated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that the Quran Sharif be recited in the manner it was revealed. Since the Quran was revealed with tajweed, it is compulsory to recite the Quran Sharif with tajweed. We also know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it farz upon us to learn tajweed, because without the knowledge of tajweed, we will not be able to recite the Quran Sharif with tajweed. If we do not do so, then we are liable to be sinful, especially those that do not care at all. For it is narrated that many are they who recite the Quran Sharif while the Quran Sharif curses them. From this, we can realize the importance of studying the science of tajweed and reciting the Quran Sharif with tajweed. As we all know that namaz is the second pillar of Islam, and it is farz upon every Muslim, male or female, to read the 5-time daily salah. In that namaz, something that is farz is the qira'ah of the Quran Sharif. In every rakat of our namaz, we have to read Surah Fatiha, and also we have to read a surah besides the 3rd and 4th rakats of a farz namaz. Otherwise, in every other rakat of namaz, we have to read Surah Fatiha and we have to couple it with a surah. Generally, most of us recite the shorter surahs from Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil till qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. In this recording, our object is to highlight the common errors that we make in these surahs, and also to explain the correct manner and correct method of recitation and of rectifying those mistakes. We will inshallah first recite the surah while highlighting the common errors and also explaining the correct method of recitation. Thereafter we will recite the surah once without any interruptions. Insha'Allah, with the fazal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by listening to this repeatedly, we will insha'Allah rectify our recitation with a little bit of effort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this humble effort, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the tawfiq to recite the Quran Sharif as it was revealed to our beloved Rasul, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. This is what we call ta'awuz. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Before reciting the Quran Sharif, we have to recite ta'awuz. We have to recite A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Now if we look at the ta'awuz, the first letter is what we term alif, and the second letter is ayn. Alif and ayn have to be distinct. We cannot recite a'udhu. The ayn is a letter that is pronounced from the center of the throat, so it must sound like it is being recited from the throat. A'udhu. Note the difference, not a'udhu, it is a'udhu. Then we come to the letter dhal. Zal is unlike the letter Za and also unlike the English alphabet Z. Because many of us are used to pronouncing the English alphabet Z, we tend to recite the Zal also like a Z. So Zal is a letter that is pronounced when the tongue, the tip of the tongue touches the bottom of the two top front teeth. It just touches, it doesn't really press against the two top front teeth, but just touches the bottom of the two top front teeth. So try it. A'udhu, a'udhu, a'udhu. It is not a'uzu, but a'udhu. Thereafter we get the word billahi. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name has a few rules. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is preceded by a zabar or a pesh, or what we may call a fatha or a dhamma, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name will be read full mouth. But if Allah ta'ala's name is preceded by a zair or a kasra, as it is preceded here, then it will be recited empty mouth. So we won't say billahi, but rather billahi. A'udhu billahi minash shaytan. Now we get the letter ta. The letter ta is pronounced when the tip of the tongue touches the roots of the thanaya ulya, the two top front teeth. When the tip of the tongue touches the roots of the two top front teeth. This is a common error where many of us say shaytanir rajim. It is not shaytanir rajim, but rather shaytanir rajim. Then we get the last word, which is rajim. The general or common error is to say regime. It is not regime, but rather rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Once more the ta'awudh. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Then we get tasmiyah. Tasmiyah is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now in the tasmiyah we get Bismillah, and as we mentioned in Ta'uz, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is preceded by a zair or a kasra, then it is read empty mouth. So it is not Bismillah, but rather Bismillah. Bismillahir. The ha, Bismillahir, the ha in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is what we call a small ha. This small ha is pronounced from, you can almost say from the chest, right from the bottom of the throat and the beginning of the chest. This is where this ha is pronounced from. So with the letter ha, we get two ha. One is what we call the big ha. That is pronounced from the center of the throat. And then we get the small ha, which is pronounced from the bottom of the throat, the beginning of the chest. So in tasmiyah, we get both types of ha. So the first ha is the small ha, which is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, Bismillahir, Bismillahir. Not Bismillahir, but Bismillahir. Then we get the letter Ra. Now the letter Ra will be read full mouth. Bismillahirrah, not Bismillahirrah. It is Bismillahirrah, Bismillahirrah. And then the letter Ra is joining with a big Ha. So that Ha has to be pronounced from the center of the throat. Bismillahirrahmanir. Bismillahirrahmanir. Again we got a Ra. And this Ra will also be read full mouth. And after that Ra, again we got a big Ha. And this Ha will be pronounced from the center of the throat. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So the wrong way to pronounce the tasmiyah is to say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, which is a very, very common way of reciting, but it is totally incorrect. So the correct way to recite the tasmiyah is Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So once again, the ta'awuz and the tasmiyah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Now we come to Surah Al-Fil, or what we call Alam Tara Kayf. If we take the first verse, Alam Tara, a common mistake is to say Alam Tara. It is not Alam Tara, but rather Alam Tara. So the Ra will be read full mouth. But at the same time, we should not pull the Ra unduly. Sometimes a person tries to read the Ra with a full mouth, but then he starts adding an Alif after the Ra. We tend to read Alam Tara Kayfa. It is not Alam Tara Kayfa, but rather Alam Tara Kayfa, Alam Tara Kayfa. The letter Kaf is a simple letter to pronounce. The letter Fa is same like the F in the English alphabet, which we are so familiar with. So it is simple to pronounce. Then again we have Fa, Fa'ala, Fa'ala. So Fa is easy to pronounce. And the letter Ayn is a letter that we have to concentrate on a little bit. Always remember, Ayn is pronounced from the center of the throat. We must actually feel it emitting from there. We must feel it being pronounced from there. Fa'ala, fa'ala. Lam is similar to the letter L in the English language, which we are familiar with. And then we get Rabbuka. Here again, the Ra is full mouth. It is not Rabbuka, but rather Rabbuka, Rabbuka. Then we get Bi Ashabil. B, the letter Ba and B is almost the same. Then As. Now this is a common mistake. The letter Sod. So the letter Sod is pronounced when the tip of the tongue touches the edge of the two lower front teeth, including the two upper front teeth. So the two big teeth at the bottom and the two big teeth at the top. Sod, sod, sod. So the tip of the tongue is touching the edge of the lower central incisors, including the upper central incisors. Sod, sod. It is not like seen. It is not like S. It is something that we have to practice. We have to always practice upon it and try and get our letter Sod to be pronounced the correct way. After that is the letter Ha. Again, remember, the letter Ha must be pronounced from the center of the throat. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Alam yaj'al, again the Ayn, remember, center of the throat. Alam yaj'al kaydahum. This Ha is a small Ha from the bottom of the throat and beginning of the chest. Kaydahum, kaydahum fi tawleel. The letter Dad, many Qurra say that it is one of the most difficult letters to pronounce. But nobody says that it is impossible. With a little bit of effort, inshallah, each and every one of us will be able to recite the letter Dad correctly. The makhraj, or the place from where the letter Dad is pronounced, is when the back edge of the tongue upturned touches the roots of the molars and the premolars. There are three ways of pronouncing the Dad. One is to pronounce it from the right side of the mouth. The other is to pronounce it from the left side of the mouth. And sometimes it can be pronounced from both sides at the same time. But it is commonly easier to pronounce the Dhad from the left side. Dhad.
كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم.
It is not وأرسل but وأرسل
وأرسل وأرسل عليهم
not عليهم but
عليهم وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل.
Remember the طا. It is not تا but طا. The tip of the tongue has to touch the roots of the two top front teeth. طَيْرًا, and then the raw is full mouth, not طَيْرًا, but
طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ.
تَرْمِيهِمْ, it is not تَرْمِيهِمْ, but
تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ بِحِجَارَةٍ
بِحِ, big ha, not bihi,
بِحِجَارَةٍ.
The raw again is full mouth.
Tim min sijil tarmihim bihijaratim min sijil.
Always note the nasal sounds. I'm not going into the details of every law, but note the nasal sounds. As we move on to the next surahs, I'm not going to explain the makhraj of each letter. The ones that we have passed, I would want you to try and remember them. Listen to the CD over and over again. Read with the CD and inshallah our recitation will, if not be perfected, but become a little better than what it is at the moment.
تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ فَجَعَلَهُمْ,
again the عَيْن,
فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ,
عَيْن, center of the throat, صَاد, the tip of the tongue touching the edge of the lower central incisors including the upper central incisors.
فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُول.
It is not مَأْكُول but مَأْكُول. Now listen to the entire surah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ.
Moving on to the next surah, Surah Quraysh.
لِإِيلَافِ قُرَيْشٍ لِإِيلَافِ قُرَيْشٍ
قُ قُ قَاف. This is not كَاف. This is قَاف, which is pronounced from the back of the mouth, right in the back of the mouth. قَاف.
لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْش إِلَافِهِمْ رِح,
again the big ha,
رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ
صَاد. Remember the makhraj of the صَاد.
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا,
عين, center of the throat.
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ,
not رب but رب,
رب هذا البيت,
again the letter ذال, not like Z but when the tip of the tongue touches the bottom of the two top front teeth.
هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع.
أط, again we have a ط, it is not a تا, so it won't be أت but rather أط.
الذي أطعمهم من جوع.
The عين, when we're reading the letter جوع, when we're reading the word جوع, then it won't be جو but
جوع. وآمنهم من خوف,
remember, take a note of the nasal sounds and also the mads. Always pull our mads. In simple terms, we have two types of mads, the big mad and the small mad. I'm not going into all the different laws, but we have the big mad and the small mad. The big mad, we should pull it at least 4 alifs, 3, 4 or 5 alifs. And the small mad, at least 2 or 3 alifs. The big mad, you will see, it is like a solid big line on top of the letter, and a small mad has a small like a wave on top of the letter. So reading the whole surah Quraysh again.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف.
Moving on to the next surah, أرأيت الذي. Remember, it is not أرأيت الذي, but rather أرى. The را is full mouth. أرأيت الذي. الذي, we have the ذال again, unlike the Z. The ذال, the tip of the tongue under the two top front teeth, or just touching the bottom of the two top front teeth.
أرأيت الذي يكذب.
يكذب, again we have a ذال.
يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي,
again ذلك الذي, both are ذال.
فذلك الذي يدعل.
يدعل, it is not يدعل or يدؤل, but rather the عين must come out from the center of the throat.
يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض.
It is not يهد, not يهد. It is not a small ها and a دال, but rather a big ها and a ضاد.
ولا يحض
على عين, center of the throat.
على طعام الطعام الطا
and عين. طعامل, not تعامل, but
طعامل مسكين فويل للمصلين.
Not مسلين, not مسلين. Generally we say مسلين of the masjid. So we are, our tongue is so used to saying مسلي that when we read this word also we say مسلين, but it is not مسلين, it is مسلين.
فويل للمصلين الذين,
note the ذال, هم small ها,
الذين هم عن,
not أن, but عن, عين, center of the throat.
الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون.